Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Vanessa. How can I help you? Oh, hey. Oh, thanks for calling. Yeah, Bluey. Yeah, because just they're coming in to collect her, and we got a call this morning just from the lady owner that, you know, she wanted to know if we found anything. So, yeah, how'd you go? Oh, sorry. Interesting. No. Yeah. Could they be pomegranate seeds? So maybe chronic irritation as well in the gizzard there. Wow. Yeah, right. Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah, but if it had been happening over time and over a long period of time, then that caseous or even granulomatous inflammation in the gizzard would have been enough to cause what we saw on the x-rays, the gas in the proventriculus and stuff. So, interesting. Was there anything in the diet that reflected what you found? Those red things? Right. Yeah. Yeah, no dramas. Yeah, that's good that you found what those things were, because you know that you could see those individual little things in the gizzard. And yeah, I mean, sad that it could possibly be a chronic dietary concern, but it wouldn't be surprising to find that if the bird really loved the raspberries, that it was a chronic irritation that then caused inflammation that prevented the gizzard from emptying properly, just long term. You didn't find any of the seeds embedded in the lining of the gizzard, did you? It's a chronic irritation. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you wouldn't have resolved it anyway. Even with surgery, you wouldn't have resolved it because the chronic changes to the gizzard. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Yeah, I did. I was reading it as you were speaking. Yeah, sorry. I skipped over it because I read the initial stuff and then didn't see that you'd written necropsy there. Oh, good. No, it's okay. It's weird. Stuff's moved. Oh, we took the pin out of the lorikeet. Just went home. The wing fracture. What's her name? Munchie? Yeah. And came out easily. Didn't x-ray. Suggested we'll do that in a month. So we'll see an ossified callus, hopefully. But definitely could feel a callus this time. So I think it was just a little bit more time. Needed a bit more time. Yeah. Yeah, so I've just got her restricted to the cage, but she can use a large one, and didn't say anything about physiotherapy weekly or anything, just that we'd re-x-ray in 4 weeks, and if we still needed to do any physio, we'd do it under that GA. because both the elbow and the carpus move, so there's no real issues of fusion. And with gentle use, I think it'll get its function back. Yeah, so that's good news. Nothing else. Yeah, it's generally boring. What are you doing on your rainy day? Nice. Excellent. And you get to drink it hot. You get to drink it hot. Yes. Yes. Well, I'll let you go. Enjoy your weekend. Yep. I'll let you know if there's anything in on Monday, but Kelwyn's on with me as well. Oh, it is. It is. It is. It is. You're right. Are you going to go to the Ecker? It never changes. Starts on Saturday, finishes the following Sunday. But they have duck races, apparently. So apparently they had pig races every other year, but now they're doing duck races. I've never seen either, but yeah, we won't be going. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Her girls are away. Huh. Okay. Well, she's at the bank, so I'll ask her when she gets back. Well, have a lovely weekend. I'll see you, Ron. See ya.